British Columbia's seniors advocate says the increasing unmet demand for home support services is likely to blame for a ballooning waitlist to get a bed in long-term care, with the problem worsened by population growth. Isabel McKenzie says while the availability of some home and community care services has increased over the past 5 years, it hasn't been enough, and the rate of services relative to the population has fallen. Despite the fact that we have spent significantly more, despite the fact we have added some more long-term care beds, we have added some additional supported housing units, we have increased our number of home support clients, all that's true, she said at a news conference on Thursday. But the population growth has basically dwarfed those investments. And the rising costs, is meaning providing just the same level of service is going to cost more. McKenzie's final report before she leaves her position this month was released Thursday. It says the rate of home support clients among seniors aged 75 or older has decreased 7% over the past 5 years, and the average hours of support per client has decreased 4%. McKenzie told reporters that cost pressures are going to intensify. The oldest baby boomers are only turning 78 this year, and you're really not seeing pressures until people get into their mid-80s. And the big bulk of our population is going to shift into that cohort over the next 10 years, she said. We're already seeing these worrisome trends, they're only going to amplify in the future. And so I think that governments have to recognize that, and the public has to recognize that, as we plan for the future. In the report, McKenzie says subsidies for the 1 in 5 seniors who rent have fallen dramatically short of what they need to continue living in their own homes and meet their basic needs. At the news conference, McKenzie was particularly critical of the Shelter Aid for Elderly Renters program, also known as SAFER, which is meant to support low-income renters but has a maximum subsidy of $803 a month. She said the average rent in Vancouver is more than twice that. McKenzie said when seniors get annual increases in pensions and other supports, that is considered an increase in income, so their rental subsidy is reduced. She said the average person using SAFER is making less than $21,000 a year. At a minimum, the rent ceiling should be raised to meet the average rent of a SAFER recipient that's already below market rents, she said, adding that the ceiling should be raised every year to reflect the allowable rent increase in the province. McKenzie said BC Housing is working on updating the program, but they have been working on it for rather a long time, and there are people out there who are increasingly finding it difficult to pay their rent each month. Her report says there are concerning trends of abuse, neglect, and property crime against seniors that likely warrant discussions with law enforcement on how to better support them. Seniors represent 20% of the provincial population, the report says, compared with 18% in 2018 and 16% in 2013. The report warns that there are fault lines appearing in other areas of support, including transportation and adult day programs. It says they'll need to be monitored to see if the current decrease in services is a residual impact from the pandemic or a longer-term trend. Overall, the report highlights the growing challenge facing the federal and provincial governments as our population ages, the report says. The cost of providing the same level of support and services is also rising as inflation impacts labor rates. Costing more to do the same is bad enough, but we have layered on the need to also provide services to more people, creating gaps that grow each year. Read also, seniors in rural BC have worse access to healthcare and housing. Report. Read also, seniors, disheartened, with BC budget. Retired Persons Association. Ashley Joanno, The Canadian Press.